This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 80 countries at a Swiss conference agreed on Sunday Ukraine's territorial integrity must be a basis of any pace to end Russia's two-year war.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the UAE, which were represented by foreign ministers or lower-level envoys, were among those that did not sign the final document. The document focused on issues of nuclear safety, food security, and the exchange of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military says it will at times stop fighting in part of Gaza. From 5 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, the pause aims to grant safe passage of aid, trucks bringing much-needed supplies.
The Israel Defense Forces released a video this weekend claiming to show elite units raiding what it described as terrorist infrastructure in Gaza, yielding large quantities of weapons. The United Nations has for months warned of catastrophe and famine in Gaza as Israel choked off entry points where vital food, water, fuel, and medicine would normally pass. But as of Sunday, the IDF announced a daytime tactical pause in its military offensive in the southern Gaza Strip. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
With less than 3 weeks to go until Britain's election day, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is running out of time to change the tune. Polls continue to give the left-of-center opposition Labour Party under Keir Starmer a double-digit lead over Sunak. This is VOA News. Nigeria is grappling with the worst cost of living crisis in decades, with 31 million Nigerians projected by the UN to face acute hunger this year. A Lagos food bank has begun partnering with farmers to collect surplus produce. Timothy Obiezu reports from Lagos.
Experts estimate that 40% of all food produced in Nigeria is lost, wasted, or spoiled. Poor road infrastructure, the high cost of transportation, and improper storage facilities for rural farmers are to blame. That's where the Lagos Food Bank comes in. From the farm, the produce is taken to a storage facility where it's cleaned, sorted, and prepared for distribution. This week, hundreds of vulnerable people benefited from the initiative's free meals, or what they call the Box of Hope. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Lagos, Nigeria.
Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Chinese Premier Li Qiang met on Monday on the first visit to the country by a Chinese premier in 7 years. With trade ties, regional security, and a jailed Australian writer on the host agenda. The visit by Li, China's top-ranked official after President Xi Jinping, marks a stabilization in relations between the U.S. security ally and the world's second-largest economy after a frosty period of Beijing blocking $20 billion in Australian exports and friction over defense encounters. There was a star-studded Hollywood fundraiser over the weekend for U.S. President Joe Biden, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and Barbara Streisand were among those who took the stage at the Peacock Theater Saturday night. Late-night host Jimmy Kimmel interviewed President Biden and former President Barack Obama, both stressing that America suffered when Donald Trump was in the White House. The Biden campaign is hoping this Hollywood gala will energize voters, in addition to bringing in a reported $28 million. Biden's opponent, Donald Trump, in Detroit Saturday, said their fundraising is even stronger.
Since the rigged trial in New York, my numbers have increased substantially, and fundraising, by the way, is, I believe, the highest numbers in the history of politics.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Ecuador say at least 6 people have been killed, 30 others still missing, when a landslide surged over a highway in central Ecuador as heavy rains pummeled the country and caused rivers to overflow. The flood of mud and debris Sunday plowed down the hills and into 3 cars, 2 houses, and a bus. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.